Spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts are blessings or abilities that are given by the power of the Holy Ghost. God gives at least one of these gifts to every faithful member of the church. As you receive these gifts, they will strengthen and bless you individually and help you serve others. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verses 8 through 12. The Scriptures teach of many gifts of the Spirit. Knowledge, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that He was crucified for the sins of the world. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 13. The capacity to believe the words of those who testify of Jesus Christ. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 14. Knowledge of the differences of administration. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 15. See also 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 5. This gift is used in administering and leading the church. Knowledge of the diversities of operations, which helps us discern whether a teaching or influence comes from God or from some other source. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 16. See also 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 6 through 7. The gift of the word of wisdom, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 17. This does not refer to the law we know as the word of wisdom. Rather, it is the gift of wisdom, the ability to use knowledge in righteous ways. The gift of the word of knowledge, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 18. The ability to teach by the power of the Holy Ghost. See Moroni chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. Also Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 18. The gift of faith. See 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, Moroni chapter 10, verse 11. The gift to have faith to be healed. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 19. The gift to have faith to heal. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 20. See also 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, Moroni chapter 10, verse 11. The working of miracles. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 21. See also Moroni chapter 10, verse 12. The gift of prophecy. See 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. Moroni chapter 10, verse 13. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 22. John the Beloved taught that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Revelation chapter 19, verse 10. The beholding of angels and ministering spirits. Moroni chapter 10, verse 14. Discerning of spirits. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 23. The gift to speak in different languages or tongues. See 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, Moroni chapter 10, verse 15, Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 24. The gift of the interpretation of tongues. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 25. See also Moroni chapter 10, verse 16. These spiritual gifts and others listed in the Scriptures are only some examples of the many gifts of the Spirit. The Lord may bless you in other ways depending on your faithfulness and on your needs and the needs of those you serve. He has commanded us to work diligently so we can receive spiritual gifts. Beware lest ye are deceived, and that ye may not be deceived, seek ye earnestly the best gifts, always remembering for what they are given. For verily I say unto you, they are given for the benefit of those who love me and keep all my commandments. And him that seeketh so to do, that all may be benefited, that seek or that ask of me. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verses 8 through 9. See also verse 26. Additional references. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 1 through 33. Moroni chapter 10, verses 17 through 25. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verses 27 through 33. And the seventh article of faith. See also Holy Ghost, Revelation.